Hello. Welcome to the Rainbow Shaman. I'm Annette Lachmann, and this is my podcast for shamanic journeying. Today, I will take you on a very special journey. It's summer solstice today. A ceremony where you will be cleansed, where you can let go of whatever is not serving you any longer. You will be able to say your thank yous, your gratitudes for the lessons you have learned. And you will see and feel how this energy, which is not helpful, is leaving your body, received by Mother Earth. There are two crystal circles connected by a corridor, by a path. So once you have left the first circle where you have shed all you needed to shed, you will go into this pathway for stillness, shutting the door behind you, behind the past 6 months. And then when you're ready, you will proceed into the second circle. That is the circle of downloads, of receiving information, healing from the universe, from Mother Earth. We will go on the journey like we always do. So prepare yourself. You can sit down or lie down. Have a power object or your mesa with you. And then you take a deep breath in and out. And another one in and out. Leaving all that's been bothering you today behind you. Setting the intention to go on a journey, leaving your physical body safely at your home or the place you are. And we call on Otorongo, Mother Sister Jaguar. Come. Take me on a journey. And you see the jaguar coming out of the mist, directly towards you, looking at you with her green eyes, inviting you to climb on her back. Feel the soft fur between your fingers, the warm body, the muscles as she starts moving, running. Running over this wide plain, taking you away from your home. Feel the wind in your face, on your body, in your hair, as she's taking you, running over this plain, so safely, enjoying riding on this jaguar towards the ancient trees. And you see these old trees coming closer. And Otorongo, she knows you want to find Yggdrasil, this magical tree, tree of life. And there it is, this huge tree, the ash tree. The branches reaching into the sky. And Otorongo, she sits down. You climb off her back. You go towards the tree and you feel the energy. It's vibrating. And you put your arms around the tree as far as you can. and you feel this energy is absorbing you. And you've been washed into this trunk, going up, up in this beautiful ancient tree, up towards the sky, being cleansed by the sap of Yggdrasil. Feel how it's rinsing your energy field already for this journey, cleansing and strengthening you already. On this magical day, Yggdrasil's powers are so strong, passing the clouds, being washed into the crown of this incredible tree, and up, up, up you go until you reach one of these big branches where you can sit for a moment, see the clouds beneath, and see this black point coming flying towards you. And as it approaches, you see it's an eagle, and he lands right next to you on the branch. It's a brown, huge eagle, brown because it's an Icelandic eagle, they're brown. And he nods and invites you to sit on his back, fly with him. And you climb on his back, and as he soars up, opening his wings, you open your arms, lying on the back, on the wings of this eagle, and the little feathers tickling your face, and you feel the wind, and you see the earth from up, from a different perspective, and it's so beautiful. Look the rivers, look the forests, the fields, as you're heading westwards, reaching the ocean. And since it's midsummer night, although it's already evening, it's all bright. You can see the waves, the little foam, the waves, look. And you're flying, you see the shadow of the eagle mirroring in the water, and you're flying, so free. And then you can see already Iceland from afar. See the glaciers, see the volcanoes, see the lava fields, and you're soaring over this incredible, beautiful island. Look at these green rivers, look at the glaciers crossing the fields of lava of different colors, brown, black, red, heading west. And you see already the peninsula of Snæfellsnes. You see the peak of its glacier, Snæfellsjökull, snow-covered. And you see the beach with the black stones, Djúpalónssandur. And from up you see the double spiral, the ancient double spiral. And that's where he's heading. You were passing the so-called library or the dragon's gateway. Two chimney rocks of incredible importance. But you're going a little further. You see he's flying exactly to this huge rock next to the spiral. And he lands. You glide off his back, and you see the circles of these crystals glittering in the sun. You see the vibrance of this energy, and you see the four women dressed in white robes with symbols printed on them, spirals, runes. The high priestess of the north, They give you a sign to come closer for the cleansing, and they all have lightened different incenses. They smell aromatic, strong, and cleansing. And they have little bushes of herbs, and they're cleansing your body, starting from your head. And one of them is rattling with a rattle over your body to loosen the energies, collecting with the smoke all that doesn't serve you any longer. And you start breathing in and out to allow the cleansing to go really deep, deep into your body, into your physical body, your energetic body. And with such care and love, they're cleansing your body for the ceremony. They have feathers, eagle feathers, caressing you with the smoke. And it's as if all the energy you don't need from your head is going in to your feet, and from there, Pachamama, Mother Earth, Mother Earth, she's taking the energy. And then they step aside, still smudging you. And the High Priestess shows you the entrance. And you step into the first circle of crystals. And now feel. Feel all that you don't need any longer. All that has been really difficult for you in the past 6 months. And letting it go. Letting it flow into Mother Earth. She so willingly wants to take this heavy energy for you, letting go of the sadness, of the anger, of the fear. And you feel also the gratitude for the lessons you have learned, the teachers in your life, your children, your friends, your partners, your boss. And you feel there's maybe an attachment still to them. And you know, you don't want this energy anymore of attachment, of holding you, which is not yours. You want to have beautiful relationships of love and empathy, but not of a controlling or manipulating manner. So feel now all the strings attached on your body still to persons who are holding you at a place which is not helpful or healthy. And look in your hand. The priestess gives you a crystal knife. And with one hand, you feel the cords. And then from the place of, I forgive you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the lesson. But I need to be free of any controlling, manipulating energy, projections which are not mine. I will give it back to you, all of you. Your reasons don't matter to me at the moment. I just know that I want to forgive you and ask you forgiveness if I have in any case or any way hurt you. And I'm so grateful because I'm moving on. I want to move on. And then you start cutting these cords from the place of love, forgiving yourself, accepting your responsibility in this attachment. And the rest you cut loose now. Don't forget the feet, the back, cut, let go. And then with deep inhale, one last time you let go of everything which you have learned, which you don't need any longer, to enable you to leave that circle. And feel. feel now. They spritzing and spraying all this magnificent sacred water over you for the last cleansing. It's not even cold. It's warm, like liquid gold, cleansing you. And then you step out of the circle and you hear big clapping as the door is closed behind you. Behind the last 6 months. And you're staying in this corridor. It's peaceful, quiet. You suddenly hear the waves of the ocean. You hear some birds, but nothing else but nature. And in the stillness, you come down, preparing for the new. And with the next step, you go into the second circle. And now you feel the energy, feel the crystals like light beams going up, surrounding you. And you feel so connected, like a light beam is now coming from the upper worlds, right into your crown chakra. And feel the informations coming. Allow the new to materialize, to show itself to you. What is it you want to dream in? What is the information which is important for you for the next 6 months, for your life, for your profession, for your family, for your growth? Allow the information to come. While the crystals are healing you, you sense suddenly also the presence of these four priestesses again. All of them holding crystals, and they are like mirrors. And they're standing around you, around the circle, in a very sacred geometrical way. It's like a pyramid coming up now, because they are the four corners, and the beam is coming from up, reflecting from the mirrors right into your heart. The summer solstice blessing you, this wonderful, wonderful being. You're connected with your heart, with everything, with nature, with the universe, with Mother Earth. Remember the essence of yourself. With a special blessing coming to you, reminding you of your divine nature, strengthening you, healing you, remembering you. You're perfect as you are, and you're on your path of growing, connected. You're one with everything. And suddenly you have that beautiful crystal in your hand. It's one of the crystals of the elves. And you will blow now all the information in that special crystal. It will hold it for you, so you will never forget. Your whole body feels that unconditional love coming from you, going to you. And suddenly the beam disappears. The priestesses step back. And you're ready now. Ready to walk your path. And you step out of the circle. And you feel so powerful. You see the ocean, wild ocean, the waves crashing on these rocks. You can smell the salt, the wind blowing salty, misty water on your face. So beautiful, manifesting the energy with that in your body. And then you turn around. You thank the four priestesses, you bow. And suddenly you look in your hand. You have a gift for each of them. You bestow the gift on these priestesses. And they thank you, they smile at you, wanting to meet you again. You know now where to go when you want to meet them. And then you turn around, go back to the eagle. Climb on his back, and he rises up into the midsummer night sky. Look at the beautiful ocean now, all colors of orange, yellow, because the sun is not setting. It's late, but you can see the sun on the horizon, but not going down. And you see the spiral from up, and you fly back east. Flying back, see these beautiful colors like in a painting, crossing again the craters, the volcanoes, the sacred rivers, the huge glaciers, leaving Iceland, crossing the ocean again. See the sunset atmosphere in the water, colored all these orange, pink, violet colors. Crossing the land again. It's getting darker because you're getting closer to the east. And we do not have this midsummer night here where we are. And then you see from afar already crown of Yggdrasil, and the eagle is heading there, going down gently, dropping you off on the branch again. And you thank the eagle, bowing to him, and allow Yggdrasil to draw you in one more time, going back into the branches of Yggdrasil, being drawn into the trunk and going down, 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 deeper and deeper down, crossing the clouds down to where Yggdrasil touches the ground. You allow yourself to slide out of the tree, caressing the bark one more time. Thank you, Yggdrasil, thank you. And to the Rongo, she's rubbing her head on your knee. It's time, my love, I will take you back. And you climb one more time back onto the jaguar. Feel the soft fur, her warm body, and she's running, she's so strong. And one more time you enjoy this ride back, back over this wide plain, back, back, until you reach the place where you have met her. Climb off her back, caress her head one more time, thanking her for taking you to Yggdrasil, watching her disappear in the mist. And then you allow your energetic body to lie on your physical body. Lie down and allow the energy to inform your body, every cell. Feel. Remember, and allow the energy to settle in. And now you take your stone or your mesa, your power object, and the energy of this elf stone, you blow it in to your sacred object. Blow it in there. pass on the information, while the music now will manifest the sound, the frequency, will manifest the energy in your body for the next weeks and months to come. To be healed, to love, to be strong, to grow, to live. Walk in beauty. And then you come back to your physical body, stretching your legs, moving your feet and your fingers, and come fully back to your life, and remember, you're one, and you walk in beauty.